International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Every single Saturday as we go through this book, and I cannot wait.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to let you know that we are live on Facebook, and we are streaming live with video in, as well. And if you cannot hear the show through Blog Talk, we will be uploading it, the entire show, later on, but you can go to Facebook right now and see us live.
God, there has got to be another way. I'm better than this. I know I'm better than this. And that really started from reading Think and Grow Rich, that auto-suggestion, which he really instilled in us, that we can think our way to a new life. And I close my...
Good morning. This is Ursula.
Can you hear me now?
For those of you that are
awesome.
Listening, we are live on Facebook, and if you cannot hear us, then that's where you need to go. If you can, I apologize for the interruption.
So, thank you, Universal, once again, for protecting.
Things that you've done. Well, what from the book, if I just say Think and Grow Rich, what resonates the most for you? Is it the mastermind? Is it the specialized knowledge? Is it the auto-suggestion? If you had to think of one thing that our audience members can really resonate with, what do you think would be your backbone, your cornerstone for this book?
Why don't you pick an easy question here? So I think that the backbone for me, it has been, well, okay, the backbone is connected to the knee bone connected to the foot bone, you know that thing?
Sure.
So here's the first thing that I will say is I would probably start with the decision to be somebody, that to not be, my driving force was back then was people would say, you're going to be like your sister. And my thing was, you will never see me take drugs and you will never see me selling myself in that way, ever. I just, like, no way, no how. So there was a decision. And then when I was 17 and a half and I had that vision being on a square like we're talking right now, I had no clue what that meant. Do you know what I mean? I had no clue what that meant, but I did know, and Anne has talked about it a lot, was that was the most flimsy plan I could ever have of, I know I want that. I don't even know what that is, but I do want that, and I'm not going to get it in front of Jack's candy store. The second thing that was an imperative for me was auto-suggestion. So for those of you listening, we can be and watching, and I'm really grateful that everybody, you all are here. The thing is that what we think is what we get. And I heard that forever from Mrs. B, but I didn't understand that what I was telling me myself back then was creating my truth. I'm a loser. You always mess up. What a mess up you are. Who do you think you are? How can you show up? How special do you think you are? I mean, all these, you're not smart enough. You're not good enough. I did not recognize two things from this, Peter, which is one, what I was thinking was making me feel really awful, and that I didn't recognize that I was the one that was responsible for feeling awful. I blamed lots of people. I was doing lots of this, but I didn't realize that I had three fingers pointing back at me, that I was the one that was telling myself that all the time. I was the one that was feeding that into my head. I was the one that was creating that. And when I learned in Think and Grow Rich about auto-suggestion, he wrote Emil Kuh saying, day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. That was, to me, like, what? You had supposed to say that to yourself? When he writes, read aloud twice daily the written statement of your desire for money and to see it and feel it. My written statement back then was, I never have enough. I don't have enough money coming in. And I was seeing it and feeling it. And guess what was happening to me? I never had enough because that's what I was doing. And it was when I started writing things that weren't my truth. Can I share something with all of you? Because I wasn't planning on doing it, but hold on a minute. I'm here. Was recognizing, so you see this book? Now, Anne, yours is like really pretty. This has been in existence for over 35 years. This is what I started to write for myself. This is how I started to change. I wrote first back in, this is so funny. See this paper? This was my plan. I've kept it. I wrote October 15, 2002. I did it. I set out to do this, and I did. Signed by me. Right? So auto-suggestion said, and what I was saying is I choose to be an expert, well-known TV, radio personality like Dr. Balzer, motivator, community, on board of directors, able to give joy and love to families, monetarily successful. That was my B, right? And it was through Think and Grow Rich that I started to do that. So I posted, you know, experience. When I think I can't, God tells me I can. Together we can achieve. That's what I wrote for myself. This is years ago. Now, there are things, I'm the first person to say, you know, some things just don't happen the way we think, right? I wrote things, now I got to make sure that I'm not showing things that will make me embarrassed. There is stuff in here that you don't want to see. But I wrote my affirmations of saying, I'm confident, I'm prosperous, I'm abundant, I always have abundance of cash, more than I spend, more than I spend, an overflow of abundance. I have that written in there. I have my I am statement, right? This is who I am. So for me, you know, this was really important to me. Look at that. That was back, when was this thing written? I don't know how long, right? I saw this ad. This is back in 1990, making eight figures working from home. So I don't need to take a lot of time, but this is how I had. So all the suggestion was there. That was the plan.
Take your time.
So that was my plan. That was how I did it. You know, I created, can I show you something that is so historical? So I had, wait a minute, I need to make sure I don't have anything up here. Okay, there's one other thing I had in here, okay, I might as well be truthful. Can I be honest, right? So I have in here something like, I want to make sure I have a great sex life with my husband, so I do have that in there. So that's why I'm a little embarrassed if I show up.
Name it.
If you see this is so funny. You see this picture? So I dreamt of having a place like this. I just dreamt. And I shared it with my mastermind group. And when one day I was in my place and my best friend came down to visit us in Florida, and she's sitting with us, I bought the house with all the furniture, everything decorated, okay? But when we moved in, so Allie and I are sitting there, she comes down to visit, she goes, get your book. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, go get your book, meaning this book. I went, all right. So I go get the book. She goes, open up to that living room picture. And we opened it up. It was the same living room.
Wow.
I had the same color, the same couches. I had a similar view. You know, it wasn't exactly the same, but it was a similar view. Can you see that? It was all of that, and so it was crazy. I wanted so badly to be right. Oh, God is really cute. He's so cute. Can I see? And I'm trying really hard.
So Pagin, what, I mean, I know Ursula is, like, really, really big into legacy and capturing your story. So Ursula, you've got to be loving this.
You know I am. In fact, because we're on Zoom, and I apologize to those that can't see, but wrong hand. You see right? Ooh, okay, those white things right there?
Yeah,
those
yeah.
are chronicles of my life, and above there, okay, there. Those are scrapbooks. So I get it. I love what you do. And because our lives turn into little sound bites, keeping those kinds of things is the only way that we keep connected to what the reality of who we were and back then and the reality of who we are today. And actually, I have a question along those lines, and I'm going to set it up. It has to do with specialized knowledge. But to set it up, I was in a grocery store a while back, and a little girl was just chatting. I mean, she was just running her mouth, yada, 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 loud, excited, and just all over the place. And the adults with her kept telling her to shut up, stop talking so much, be quiet. And I turned around to these strangers, and I said to them, y'all need to leave that girl alone. She'll make you rich one day as a public speaker. And then I got scared. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to these people. I don't know how they're going to react. And they laughed. So my question to you is, now, we know that what your background is, and there are skills required to do that. And Montel brought out one of them, and that's, but what was that little game really like? What specialized skills that you developed back then that you're using now?
Oh, what a fabulous, incredible question. So, And this goes back to Peter's question of affirmations, you know, and auto suggestion. I didn't know that my God-given talents were gold. So I did what I did thinking that doesn't everybody do that? So let me give you an example. When I was in fifth grade, they were doing a cultural awareness piece. Now, most of the people in my neighborhood, you know, we were a mix of everybody, you know, literally. We, from Jewish to Italian to Black to Hispanic to Chinese, we were a very motley crew, let me put it that way. We took mutts to a whole nother level of discussion. But during that, and so Mrs. Luttrell said, we're going to do a cultural diversity day. We're going to talk about cultures, and they were going to talk about it, and I remember saying, I want to organize a food celebration. Can I be in charge of that? And they said, you know, they tapped me on the head and they said, yes, but I organized everybody to bring in food that their parents had cooked. And I remember taking pasteles, which is a certain kind of dish from Puerto Rico. And I took it to the scariest assistant principal. Her name was Mrs. Dunn. And I brought that into her to taste. And I said, Mrs. Dunn, can you taste that? And she goes, she said, you know, you have a lot of guts to do this. You have, and I said, and I just remember saying, yes, I do. Would you like to taste my food? And she tastes, and she goes, this is delicious. Keep on doing what you do. But I didn't know what she meant, right? When I was, I had been kicked out of my first high school. I was not accepted to any other high schools. My mom somehow, I don't know how she did, she got me into a private school for, I went to school with all the mafioso. It was a really, it was a prestigious school, but it was also scary at the time. Half of my class is right now on death row. But when I was there, my Spanish teacher said to me, you think you're so tough? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you're in charge of the school play. And I was like, all right, I'll do it my way. And instead of doing grease, I did something called grind, based in Brooklyn and Bronx. We were Brooklyn and Bronx fighting each other, right? Which it, Peter knows that Brooklyn and Brooklynites and Bronx, we always have an attitude with each other. But I did that, and that was noticed in the papers. What was interesting to answer your question is I know how to explain. I know innately how to create massive experiences and be a project manager and produce experiences. And it's very natural to me. It is one of my biggest strengths. And that led me to produce for President Obama. Some of you don't know, I'm the production head for the Vietnam Veterans 50th Commemoration in Washington, D.C. with President Obama, Michelle Obama, the Bidens. Tom Selleck was my MC. We had 10, we flew in and had arrived 10,000 Vietnam vets to say thank you for your service. I had flyovers. I had security. We had the, it was massive. That to me, everybody was like, are you forget? No, it's normal. It's what I do. This is what I do. It's normal for me. So to answer your question, is once you find your nugget and you believe in yourself, then your magnificence, your golden gift that was blessed to you from the time you were born starts showing up. So does that help you, or does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I was actually going to follow up with a question about the possibility that you were part of the Me Nobody Knows, which is a book that came out with young people talking about their experience in that area. But then you stepped it up. You went straight up to the president. So, okay, you know.
Yeah, I tell everybody, man, you know, the best thing you can ever do is hire a gang member, because we know how to sell ways that none of you have ever had an experience. We know how to, if once we've changed our life, we know what can be, but we also know that we've lived a separate life. There's a life of hope. There's a life of desire to be more. There's a life of creation. There's a life of development. There's a life of desiring to give me specialized knowledge. And that's why I believe so strongly in this book, and certainly in specialized knowledge.
And finally, because of what you just said, because of sales, when I hear the word con man, I don't react as negatively as some people might, because I understand that the word means confidence, and that is a skill. Where you can gain someone's confidence in order to get them to do whatever it is you want them to do. So, you know, I can imagine the level of skill that it takes to be what you were and then to make that transition into who you are now. I mean, I am blown away.
Well, let me just be clear about something. Where that confidence comes from is, girl, I'd rather you get beat up than me be killed. So that is my motivating factor. Back then, and you know, and all the businesses that I've developed and run was, you see a need, and it was part of that survive, not just survival, but I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. And when I met Ann McNeil, oof, I don't even know how long ago, Ann, it was, but here I see this woman coming in, and we met, and she just blew me away, because she had skills that I needed to acquire, and that was that I was valuable, because while I had great positions, and sometimes I made a lot of money, I had this trajectory of making, you know, millions of dollars, and then quickly losing millions of dollars because, or even making, you know, $50 and losing $50. I didn't know that I was valuable enough to invest in myself and my financial gains. I had Anne's in my life to teach me about, she doesn't even know that she's in my life to do this, to teach me about compound interest. And, you know, she talks a story about saving $20 a week. I'd be like, girlfriend, I used to make $1,000 a week being a waitress. I spent $1,020. What are you talking about? So
speaking of Anne, let's bring her into the conversation because
thank you.
We can talk about Anne until the end of this millennia. Anne, what questions do you have for Pagin?
What's next?
That's a great question. So that's a great question. Wow. So what's next is really quite, I have it on my board. What's next is that I designed something called Power Women Worldwide. My desire has always been what helps organizations help or hinder women and minorities, but now I've totally focused on women. I run Power Women of Pros. I read Power Women of Color. I lead Power Women Leaders. My greatest desire is that I know I'm Yoda. I know I've lived this life that has filled with richness, and I've made connections to help people grow. And I choose now to work with very specific kinds of people. I work specifically with women in leadership and business who have a specialized ability to influence, impact, and inspire others. And I have a very defined clarity of who she is. That, and the reason why is I see it as Power Women Worldwide is a mothership. It is global. It is floating really big, and women who choose to be bold, be brave, be seen, be heard, and be paid well, come to the ship to get their training, to go to a retreat, to participate connections in a powerful way, then jump off and go back and serve their communities, do what they, be the top organizational, share that. But they always come back to the mothership because the key word, and it's what we talk about here in specialized knowledge, the key word is you have to practice who you choose to be. So you don't just become somebody. This book, everything that I've learned has been because in my mind, in my visual, I've been practicing who I've been. I've been willing to put myself out and practice to speak a certain way. Man, I could talk like this all the time because this is how I talked all the time back when I was in school. In skip when I was talking to my mom's house, because she did not allow us to talk like this, but I would get my butt kicked if I was talking like this in my community. So in my house, I had to speak like this. Smile and say, smile. I used to hate it when she had to speak like this. I didn't understand why. But, of course, now I can float. I've been described by my mom. And Anne, you'll understand why this is where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
I have been described that I am water, like H2O. Pour me into any vase, and I take the shape of the vase. I never change my soul. I never change my heart. I never change my authenticity. But I can adapt, and I can make sure that I'm connected to that person. So when you talk about a bigger vision, my vision for me, and I have it all on my board, is to know that until I know that until God, the universe says, girl, you're done, you have done well, then you're not going. But since I know that that's not going to happen until I'm at least 102, so all my aunts lived to 102 and 103 and 104. My mom has 9 lives. The woman just will not let go when according to science, she should have been gone. But I know that I am here called to create Power Women Worldwide. I am called to serve that community. I am called to support the economy. I am called to ensure that they thrive, they grow, they see their magnificence, they see their confidence, they feel the power, and they are called to lead countries, organizations. Their power is to build so that we can all of us can have a better, more powerful life. That's my mission, and that's what I'm about. And from a financial basic girlfriend, I got my money numbers done. I read those things. You talk about this group. I know that I'm a Kajabi hero. I know full of you that if you're watching this and you think that it just happens, no, it happens because I write every day. This is my declaration to myself. I write, and I don't focus on what I'm spending. I'm focusing on the money that I'm bringing in. I look at it every day, and I go, girlfriend, look what you just bought it. Woo, that's good. Woo, because I like receiving money. I think that is really good to receive money. I like knowing on you know the page, and I don't, but the page that says, you know, what are you generating? And what is, I realize that my dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily. I focus 30 minutes daily. I write them out. I spend 30 minutes a day writing out who I choose to be, and I spend 10 minutes a day ensuring that I am writing out for my self-confidence. Because where I'm going, I have not been there yet, but man, I've got to believe that I am confident to make sure it happens. And in order for me to be bigger and think bigger, I've got to ensure that I am writing that every day, that I'm living it, that I'm being pressed and pushed. So the other part about that, Anne, can I share about us, this group of us? For those of you watching, for those of you watching and says, oh, they're just doing this on Saturday. This talking about this book as though it's just an everyday book. Now, let me tell you something. Sunday morning, around 8:30 in the morning, I'm in one mastermind group. We've been together for 10 years. We read from the book on Sunday mornings, and we deep dive. We maybe only get through 2 pages because we discuss the lines. The magic is in between the lines. That's on Monday. That's on Sunday. Monday night, I'm in Black NSA. I'm in a mastermind group there, and we read and we delve into this book. Tuesday, I run 2 mastermind groups that study this book. Wednesday, I'm with these crazy people because for some reason we have to meet on Wednesday mornings at 6:30 in the morning because Anne McNeil said that that's her free time. So we all go, say, fine, 6:30 in the morning, we're talking about this book on Wednesday. Thursday, I rest. Friday, I feel guilt because I'm supposed to call in my numbers, but I never do. Oh, Thursday, I speak to Frank Kitchen to talk about the book. What am I talking about? Friday, I speak to Frank Kitchen as my accountability partner. Every day, I'm talking to 2 other people, my accountability partners. Saturday morning, we're at 7 o'clock in the morning to talk about the book that we're going to talk about with all of you, and now I'm with you. And then it starts again. So it doesn't just happen. It is created. We are part of the creation. And these people here, they're not my co-hosts. They're my mastermind. They're my influence. They're different than friends. They see my potential. They see my truth, which is the truth that's in my soul, which is the truth, and they push me, and they prod me, and they tell me I can be more, do more, and have more.
You guys see what we get. You see what it takes to become a Hall of Fame member of the Motivational Speakers organization. This is as good as it gets. I want to go back to all of my co-hosts and just ask, what are the ahas that you've gotten from this conversation with Pagin? And I'll just start by saying that one of the things that has just really become center stage for me is the responsibility that we all have for creating the life that we say we want to have. It's one thing to wish, and I think even Napoleon Hill says, everyone wishes for riches, everyone wishes for success. But it's only those people who take the responsibility for creating that life that actually realize it. So that's one of the things that I'm just really excited that you and our audience get to see full view in someone who's done it. This is not someone who just talks about it. This is not someone who's read the book once or twice and now she's pontificating about how great and wonderful this book is. Her life has demonstrated that she's taken responsibility for creating that life. Let's go to Peter. Dr. Peter, what's your aha from this conversation with the game?
Yeah, Galen, you stole my thunder a little bit as far as that creation. Again, thank you so much again for sharing your journey. But what that said to me, those of you who are listening, those of you who are watching, is this, is oftentimes I hear that, you know, the opportunity, the success is not coming to me. It's not, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. But I really have to ask you, as Pagin went step by step and all the things, the picture book, the affirmations, the masterminds every day, the accountability every day, are you putting in the work? Are you putting in the time? Or are you just thinking it's supposed to happen? Because let's just face it, folks, it's not going to happen if you're not giving it the effort. And Pagin gave just a snippet of the effort. And if you're not doing nearly what she's doing, why are you expecting everything in return? That's what I got on that, Galen. Ursula.
Fantastic. So, Dr. Peter, how can people get a hold of you? Share your contact information.
Thank you so much there, Galen. Yeah, Dr. Peter A. James. I am the high performance coach. You can reach me on any social media platform at Dr. Peter A. James. That's at DrPeterAJames. Thank you so much, Galen.
Ursula, jump in. What's your aha? What's your takeaway from this conversation?
My aha came in the visual of her talking about being water into a vase, because that was such a wonderful description. In that, in a discussion with someone else earlier this week, we talked about knowing who you are and then how you apply who you are to what you do. And that was just wonderful, the way she did that. Who you are is that water that can take on a different form based on the situation. And that's a skill. That's a specialized knowledge. And I just will take that with me for this week and think about that a bit. Thank you.
All right, Anne, what's your takeaway from this conversation? I don't know that we've ever had this level of depth into who Pagin is. What's your takeaway?
I'm just still floored. Pagin and I have known each other, like she said, for a very long time, and we both added lots of value to each other's lives. I think she has just taken specialized knowledge to a whole nother level. And I think that one of the things that is very powerful about what she said is more about what she did and what she's continuing to do, and the fact that her vision is much larger than her life. And so I would like to challenge everybody who's listening to this or who will listen, what is it that you've done? What is it that you're doing? Is your vision for your life larger than life, your life in particular? And so for this show is evergreen. So we won't talk about what could have happened, should have happened. We all know what happened, and it's marvelous. And I'm just so happy to be here on this side of the camera. Back to you, Kate.
Well, Ms. Anne, share contact information. How can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about what you do and how you might speak into their life?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I have to give myself a proper introduction, if you will. Thank you again. Because I am the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And I do that with my McNeil Factor system and the insight from this book, Thinking Grow Rich. And I've been in the book similar to the game since 1979. Five businesses later, the International Mastermind Association, first by female construction company in our state of Florida, operating at the level that we do. NCO Consulting, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, which is our not-for-profit. Many of us are members of that organization. And more importantly, married to my boyfriend, Daniel McNeil, forever, and grandma to a couple of beautiful kids. And I just want to thank all of you for being on this journey with me as we think and grow rich. So, Galen, back to you.
Fantastic. So, Pagin, we want to come back to you as we close out this conversation. And thank you so much for just sharing such transparency into who you are at your core and who you are behind the stage lights. What are some of the key concepts and ahas that you'd like to leave for our audience briefly? And then also share, how can people get a hold of you if they want to see you live and in person at some point, or they want to have you speak into their life, just a little bit of what you've been able to do for your home.
So I always say that it's pretty easy to find me. You just go P-E-G-I-N-E, Pagin, and Pagin Power. You'll find me online. You do Pagin Power in Facebook, you'll connect to me. You put Pagin Power in Twitter, you'll find me, and Instagram. But you'll also could go to PowerWomenWorldwide.com, which leads you to Team Pagin. And like I said, you do that all the time. So here are some really, really important pieces that I want to share, and I'm being called to share this. Too often what people say is that we're supposed to be, and I'm a master's in social work, so I'm going to preface this that I know what is taught. But too often we talk about how our inner child needs to be loved and nurtured and all the stuff that we have. I challenge that. I say, let's find within the power Galen within you, the power Peter within you, the power Anne between you, the power Ursula, the one that's saying, you can, because when you feel good, when you have a thought that goes, feels so good, keep on thinking that thought, because that's your power self saying, yes, 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 that's who you are. When you start thinking, I'm great, and it's okay, it's perfectly fantastic for you to think, I am great, because you are. I am magnificent. That's your power self will say, yes, 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 yes. And when you're having saying something that makes you feel doubtful about yourself, shift the words. And I'll give you an example. There's a quote that goes on, everything happens for my highest, most good, right? That's a thing that's out there. People do that affirmation, except what I used to get in trouble with people say, I'm going to do this for your own good as a discipline, right? You're not good enough. I'm going to do this for your good. That stopped me about that affirmation. Until I switched it up and I said, everything happens for my most magnificent good. I would say, people are surprised that I look at this camera, and on the top of the camera I have a big smile, and I have a thing that says, look here. I have the thing that says, use me fully so I'm a blessing in this world. I have downstairs, on the bottom of my monitor, excitement, enthusiastic, hopeful, and optimistic. You have to decide who you choose to be. And you have to have blinders on anything, people, places, things, or situations you have no control over. What you do have control over is what you think about yourself. What you do have control over is how you act. What you do have control over is how you feel about yourself. And when you feel mighty, you are mighty. When you feel loved, you are loved. And I don't, Galen, I just have to share this really quick. Stop looking for love from outside. Start falling for yourself inside. Send yourself flowers saying, I love you. I am so proud of you. Send yourself cards that say, congratulations, girl, you are awesome. I do it all the time. Write yourself love letters. Tell yourself, I love you. Oh, I love how you think. I love how you are on that show. I acknowledge you. That is critically important. Why are you waiting for somebody else to tell you something? You don't need them to tell you. You need to tell you. And if you don't tell you, you're not going to get it from anybody else. But if you tell you, that's all that matters. Because you're in your head 365 days a week, 24 hours a day, and I'm in 365, 7, whatever that thing is. But you're her listening to you, you better be telling you how phenomenal you are, how amazing, how sexy, how gorgeous, how you strut. Oh, check you out, girl. That's what you tell. Just follow me at Pagine Power. Just find me, because I only see the magnificence of the world. And I love from that.
Wow. You know, that Pagine, that's all we can give them for free. I mean, that's all we can give them for free. You just got a little snippet as to how powerful Pagine is. And she speaks this into our lives every week, multiple times a week. And I challenge you, I double dog dare you to reach out to her and see how she can speak this into your life and into your organization. This has been Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist. I'm just really excited that you've been able to experience our first live Blog Talk Radio and in connection with Blog Talk Radio, but mastermind conversation as we talk about Think and Grow Rich with our very own Pagine. I want to leave you with this, and I think I shared this on another show, but this is really, really powerful. And this is from the book on page 89, where Mr. Hill says, anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth or success or a career or anything that you desire are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. And you've been able to see that in the life of someone who is doing it at the highest possible level. So I challenge you to get this book. If you don't have a copy of this book, don't just read it once. Don't just read it twice, but study it. Let this book get into your DNA. And as Ms. Ann says to me on almost a daily basis, the more times you read this book, eventually this book will start to move you. So again, thank you for joining. Contact me at www.galenbingham.com, and I look forward to seeing you on our next live broadcast. Until next time, take care.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association.
Yes.
The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.